Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, here, here. As I let my people go. That was was it? Let's get his name. Durando. I think a classic tune right there. There at the After the Shabbat podcast. So here, here, here for the first day service, Sunday service. Yes, let's just refresh right here the boards. On the N and the Irid, this is Yadin here, L-O-J, the Lion of Judah Society right here. Yes, I, Rastafari Israelites, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Shabua Tawab, Shabua Tov, Good Strong 7, Malcolm Hood here, first day service. So we had fulfilled right here in the second book of Moshe with the third Aliyah. So we have the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Coming forward right here. Very interesting. We have Shemot. So it's time to name the Shemot, the names, like who's who. You know, some say it's just a mythology. Some say it didn't happen. So there's a lot of opinions. Some of us even entertain some of it. But in studying Teshuah, I and I self-approve, we can name some names. But first, let's get through some of the basics of the Aliyah right here, the going up, the up offering. Also, we have the prophets reading. So here we have the Torah reading, the son of the Torah reading. Exodus chapter 1 from verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 1. I think we're picking up with the third chapter for the fourth Aliyah. Yes. So the prophets reading the Haftarah. We have Isaiah chapter 27, focus verses 6, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13, as well as Isaiah Yeshaya chapter 29, focus verses 22 to 23, in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, called the New Covenant, New Testament reading, Acts of the Apostles chapter 7, focus verses 17 to verse 35, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14, focus verses 18 to 25. So here the Torah portion, the outline, get the intro here in Exodus. The English Bible is known as Exodus, Hebraically called Shemot, the names. In the Orit, the Ethiopic, we say Torah. In the King of Kings Bible, we have it as Orit Zeat, as the idea of like coming out, the sense of Exodus. Also in the Hebrew, this book is known as a Yetziat. So we have the Ethiopic in the King of Kings Bible, Orit Zeat, and the Yetziat in the Hebrew, the Exodus, Mitzrayim, from Egypt. So the intro, then picking up with verse 8, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are downpressed. In Exodus chapter 2, we have the birth and the youth, brief birth and youth into Moshe, right? In Exodus chapter 2, verse 11, right, we have Moshe fleeing to Midian. But in those 11 verses, some interesting reasonment, you know, who was the daughter? Was Hatshepsut, one they call Hatshepsut, was that Paro's daughter, right, the daughter of that time, right, that adopted Moshe. But then we have Moshe fleeing, right, fleeing to Midian, right, cold Medina. He had to flee to Midian, right, as he sought to defend his fellow Apiru, Hebrew, you know. Get into more of that particular incident there. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, Moshe, at the burning bush. In verse 13 of chapter 3, we have the Hashem. So this book Hebraically is known as, from a Hebrew perspective, as Shemot, the plural of Shem. Shem, name. Shemot, name. So in Exodus chapter 3 at verse 13, the divine name, the Hashem, the name, is revealed, a revelation of the Hashem. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, Moshe's miraculous power. In chapter 4, at verse 18, Moshe, he returns. So Moses does like a 40-year round trip, so to speak, right? Moses returns to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Now, I answered before, talking about how the name Kemet was not always popularly associated with what's called Egypt or Mitzrayim, right? And a little bit more on that concerning like the 11th dynasty. It was in the 11th dynasty that that name, you know, the Kemet, referring to that rich agricultural ground, you know, and the people of Kemet. And it's interesting when we look at the Hebrew, there's a phrase in the Hebrew that brings out that true historical sense within the Hebrew narrative where it says about the land, when it speaks and focuses on the land of Mitzrayim. Now, Mitzrayim, right, the two mitzvahs, you know, Upper and Lower Egypt, that brings out the original, we said original name, the Sema, Sema Tawi, some enunciate, or Smai Tawi, Sema Tawe, Smai Tawi, which refers to the two lands, you know, the Upper and the Lower, you know, the Upper and Lower as the ancient Kemetiu Metuneta glyph basically brings out, you know, within the Sema symbol, uniting the Upper and the Lower, land of the lotus, you know, land of the lotus, land of the reeds, you know, land of the bees. But anyway, look a bit more on that, because the Hebrew actually brings out a real sense when one can interpret correctly, you know, but it's from the 11th dynasty, right, and forward, that land, the land became more known as Kemet, but still, for all official purposes, as can be testified by the particular cartouches of the different para'o, the different great houses, and the different sutin bet, sutin biti, you know, or the different, as one would say, pharaohs or kings of Egypt, you'll see that they always refer to where they ruled, you know, within those five names or five titles, where they ruled or what territory they ruled. You know, that's part of the seal, you know, the seal, right? And it's important for us to understand these particular principles. So when we say Moa on Bethlehem, Negeta Yehuda, right, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah describes his particular reign or rulership or aspect of prophecy, right? Kedemawi Haile Selassie the first, right, power of the Trinity, bringing out his name or the divine name of that particular ruler, right? Then we have Negusa Neges, is that Ethiopia, the king of kings of Ethiopia. He is the king. He is that king of Israel, that king of Israel. Now, ones and ones, we talked about that briefly in one of the vlogs on Rastafari Jews on YouTube. And one had said, you know, that he never claimed that. Well, I wouldn't say he never claimed that. I would say that when he was anointed, the anointing, that brings in the Moshiach factor and the crowning, right, that it was proclaimed, right, the king of Israel. In fact, let's just do this right here. This would be good. Let's see if we can find this particular clip. Yeah, it's the Hosanna clip. Let's bring up the Hosanna clip from the time of the coronation. And just hear it for yourself. Yes?
Carrying palm Receive. Branches and chanting in mighty volume. Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
There was chanted by the faithful as part of the order of the coronation, the anointing and coronation of the King Messiah, the King of Kings, weep not, behold. So in pointing to the titles, and we just kind of zoom in on why the Hebrew, when it's properly understood, has great accuracy, even with a lot of the archaeology. You know, the problem is that a lot of the scholars and the consensus, academic consensus scholars, they're not usually strong, some of them not strong into the metuneta and the glyphs and understanding, you know, the translation and the translations, and they're not strong in the Hebrew, so usually they're reading it, you know, from like the King James Version of the Bible, where sometimes things are not always translated, particularly one-to-one, so some kind of false positives. But just pointing to what the name of the land, when we say Mitzrayim, this brings out the original sense of the Sematawi, the two lands. Later on, right, around the 11th dynasty of ancient Egypt, it became more known as the Kemet. But there's an important connection even with the first book of Moshe to be brought out a little bit more, John Willing, as we move forward. And concerning Yosef, and when we understand what the narrative was saying about the land, what was going on during the time of like the famine and the land. And also how when we look into ancient Egypt as well, or Mitzrayim or Kemet, well, before it became popularly known as Kemet, after that time, the land became like a very beloved thing. You know what I mean? It was already beloved, but the people began more to be associated with it. And there's an important scriptural aspect that really shows what happened, and it had a lot to do with the Adon, the Ha-Adon, the Adon of Mitzrayim, or the Aton, the Aten, and Safnat Pi-Anki, or Paneach, as Joseph's, we could say, his Mitzri, you know, name. But here we're in the Book of Names. Look a little bit more on that as we move forward, brothers and sisters, here for the first day service, here for the Sunday service on the ear and the irid, and here on the first day from the liturgy of His Majesty, a good alleluia.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עודים חכו ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה יש כבוד יש
מזמור תפגנת, לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובח כי הוא על ימין ישדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה בהר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי חפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה יישא ורחה מאת אדוני וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סל שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי זה מלך הכבוד אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד סלע 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 סלע
קדמאווי קדמאווי
The home place is due
for help. Here, 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 the evening psalm, according to the royal order and also according anciently, Judaically, today's daily psalm, today's daily, well, actually, the evening psalm, the standing psalm, the daily psalms are changeable, but the evening psalm, standing psalm here for the first day, Psalm 24, Royal Amharic.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يا داوود مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزيابيرنا عالمم بارسوام يميورو ارسو بباهروچ مسرطوالنا بفساشوچم ماطنطوالنا ود اغزيابير ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقومال فجوچو ينصو لبو نصو يهونه نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالنجراون بشنغلا يالمال እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል። ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ፣ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ፣ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ። ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው? እግዚአብሔር ነው፣ ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው፣ በሰልፍ ኃያል። እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ፣ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ፣ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ። ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው? የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር፣ እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው።
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Selah. David Mizmor, Adonai Haaretz Unoha, Bebel Vyoshe Beba, Kihu Al Yamin Yesada, Ve'anearot Yechoneneha, Mi'ale Behar Adonai, Mi'akubim Komkocho, נקי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשב נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי אישו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוץ וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, שאו שערים ראשיכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, יהודה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד צלע.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah, Selah, Selah.
You name Jagat and he's a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and he's a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. When I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Who can send to Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So here, we're going to ride off for this sabbatical study, kicking out with chapter 3. We're at the fourth aliyah, the fourth up offering, the fourth reading right here. Here at the first day Sunday service for this
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So take heed. Here. Here we have the revelation of the Hashem of the YHWH right here in the narrative. Goodness to some of the Hebrew, but Shema'ah, yes, sir.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear. Shema'ah Yisrael. Here for the Rabbi'i. Here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering here for this Shabbat Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses. The burning bush. Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa chotno kohen midian wayayina haga etahas on ahara ha midbar wayayaboa el hara ha elohim Ho-reva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. To Horay. Moshe, haya ro'eh. Etas ona yitaroa chotanoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Moshe haya ro'eh etas on yitaroa chotanoa kohena midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. Wayayin hagaeta hatzona ahara ha-midbar. To the farthest end of the midbar. Wayaboa il hara ha-Elohim horeva. And came to the mountain of Ha-Elohim, Wayavor, Il-Hara Ha-Elohim, Horeva, to Horeb. And the angel, the Melaach of Yod-Heh, Yahweh-Heh, of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera malaki Yahuwah elayowa de lavata esha miyatoka ha hasene. And the angel of Yahweh, Wayayera malaki Yahuwah elayowa appeared to him. Be'lavat eish, in a flame of fire. Be'lavat eish, mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush. Mi tok hasene, waya yare, we hine, hasene, bo era baesha, we hasene, enenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, Wayar with hine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene bo'er ba'esh. And the bush was not consumed. With hasene einenu ukal. Einenu ukal was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt? Vayomer Moshe, Asurana. And Moses said, I will turn aside now. Vayomer Moshe, Asurana. Ve'ereeta hamare hagadol hazeh. Madua lo yivara hasaneh. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. With ereh eta hamareh hagadol hazeh, azeh, 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 azeh. Why the bush is not burnt? Madua lo yivara hasaneh, 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 hasaneh. And when Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see, to see, to see, to see. Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Vayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragleka ki yahamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Vayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo kia yare meyahavita illa ha Elohim. Moreover, he said, Anoki Elohe Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of thy father. Vayomer Anoki, Elohe Avika, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Elohe Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yareya meyahavita illa ha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh, Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people, which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a Tovah, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, and I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe said to Elohim, Who should I go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Kemet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, ye all shall serve Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Verse 13, And Moses said to Ha Elohim, Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim, Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, have sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha'elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael, with amarti alahem Elohei abotekem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim, hine, behold, anoki, anoha, il bnei Yisrael, behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, hine, anoki, ba, il bnei Yisrael, with amarti alahem. Elohei, evotekem, shelachni elekem. The Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you. They shall say to me, we amru li, ma shemo, what is shemo, What is his name? Mahashemo. Mah
omar
elehem. What shall I say to them? To them? To them? To them? And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am, sent me. Me, I, you, Yomer Elohim, El Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. And Elohim said to Moses, Yomer Elohim, El Moshe, Ehyeh Hasher Ehyeh. Yomer Koh Tomara, Livnei Yisrael, Ehyeh Shelachani. Elekem, Ehyeh. Asher Ahiyah, Ahiyah, Ahiyah. And he said, like this, Koh, Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh, Tomar, Livnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ahiyah, Shelachani, Ahiyah, has sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 the commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael. Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me. Have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Wayomer Oda, Elohim illa Moshe Koh Tomara, illa Bnei Yisrael. Yahweh Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Shelachani Elekem, Ze Shmi Le'olam, Ve Ze Zikaria Le'dor, Dor, 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 Dor. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, Why Yomer Od Elohim El Moshe? Thus, Koh, thus shalt thou say, Koh Tomar, thus shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, Koh Tomar El Bnei Yisrael. Yahweh, Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh, Elohei Avotekem, Elohei Avraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob. Shelachani Elekem, have sent me, have sent I to y'all, to you all. Shelachani Elekem, Zeh Shmi Le'olam, this my name, Shmi Le'am, forever, forever. Zeh Shmi Le'olam, with Zeh Zikriya Le'dor, Dor. And this with Zeh, and this with Zeh, Zeh, Zikri, Le, Dor, Dor. And this is my memorial, Zikri, Le, Dor, Le, Dor, Le, Dor, Le, Dor. To all generation, 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 generation,
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shalom.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat Shemot, here picking up the second book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot. Here, Exodus chapter 3 at verse 16 for the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth. Lech, asafta eta zikne Yisrael, amarta elehem, Yahuwah Elohe Ayotechem, nirah elaya, Elohe Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Lemor, Pakoda, Pakatia etkem, Weta he asuya lachem, Bit Mitzrayim. Go. Lek. Go, lek, and gather the elders of Israel, of Yisrael, together. Lek. We asafta eta zikne Yisrael, and say to them, we amarta elehem, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, appeared to I, saying, I have surely visited you, and see that which is done to you in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, lek. We asafta eta zikne Yisrael, we amarta elehem, Yahuwah Elohe evotekem, nirah elai, Elohe Avraham, Yitzhak, we Yaakova lemor, pakoda pakadtia etkem, we eta he asuya lachem, b'mitzrayim. Go and gather the elders of Israel, of Israel, together and say to them, Yahweh, 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 Yodheweh, Jehovah, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs. With Amarta Elehem, and say to them, Yahweh, Elohe, Evotekem, the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, Elohe, Ebotekem, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah Elai, appeared to I, Nirah Elai, Elohe, Abraham, the Elohim of Avraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, Yaakov, and Jacob, Lemor, saying, Pakoda pakartia etchem, I have surely remembered you and seen. Asuya lachem b'mitzrayim, that which is done. Weta he asuy lachem b'mitzrayim, seeing what is done, that which is done to you in Mitzrayim. And I have said, I will bring you up, cause you to aliyah up, out of the affliction of Mitzrayim, to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, and ye and y'all shall say to him, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Elohim of the Hebrews, hath met with us, with I and I. And now, let make I and I go. We beseech, and I beseech, beg the I, 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, to Jehovah Ayinai Elohim. And I am sure that the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Mitzrayim and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when y'all go, y'all shall not go empty. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her bait, in her bait, in her house, jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye and y'all shall put upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye and y'all shall spoil the Mitzrayim, shall spoil the Egyptians. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 Gevir, right here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 4. Moses, two objections. First, the unbelief, the lack of amen, of emunah, of the people. And Moshe answered and said, but behold, they will not believe I, nor hearken to my voice. For they will say, Yahweh Jehovah hath not appeared to the eye. Why Ya'ana Moshe, why Yomer, with Hain Lo Yaminuli, with Lo Yishma'ua Bikoli, Kia Yomru Lo Niraha Heleka Yahuwah. And Moshe answered and said, why Ya'ana Moshe, why Yomer, but behold we're hain Lo Yaminuli, they will not amen. Lo Yaminuli, they will not amen in me, and I admit as true in I. Lo Yaminuli, with Lo Yishma'ua Bikoli, nor hearken with Lo Yishma'ua, Yishma'ua, with Lo Yishma'ua Bikoli, in my voice, Bikoli, ki Yomru Lo Niraha Heleka Yahuwah. For they will say, Ki Yomru, for they will say, Ki Yomru Lo Nirah Heleka Yahuwah. They will say that Jehovah has not appeared to the eye. Ki Yomru Lo Nirah Heleka Yahuwah. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to him, what that in thine hand, Nayad? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moshe fled from before it. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, to Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, in his yad, that they may believe, amen, that Yahuwah, the Elohim of their fathers, of their patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob, hath appeared to the eye. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said furthermore to him, put now thine yad, thy hand, into thy bosom. And he put his hand, yado, into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, yado, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand, thy yad, into thy bosom again. And he put his yad, yado, into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his flesh. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe, amen, thee, I, neither hearken, to the voice of the first sign, that they will be live, amen, the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour upon the dry, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood, dam, upon the dry. Moses' two objections. Second, his lack of eloquence. And Moshe said to Yahuwah, oh, my Lord, be Adonai, oh, my Lord, be Adonai, oh, my Lord, I, not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, but I, slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Vayomer Moshe li Yahuwah, be Adonai lo isha de barim anoki kam mitamol lagam mishila shomatam me aza davarka illa abdeka kia kavada pe ukavada lashon anoki. And Moshe said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Wayomer Moshe, Eli Yahuwah, Be Adonai, oh my Lord, be Adonai, I am not a man of words, Lo Isha Devarim Anoki, neither heretofore, Gama Mitamola, Gama Mishil Shoma, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant, Gama Meaza Davarika Illa Abdeka, for I am slow of speech, Kia Kavada Peh, and of a slow tongue, Ukavada Lashon Anoki. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Vayomer Yahuwah, Elayo, Mia Sampe La Adam, or Mia Yasuma Elem, or Cheresh, or Piat Ach, or Awira, hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. And Jehovah said to him, who hath made man Adam's mouth? Vayomer Yahuwah, Elayo, Mia Sampe La Adam. Who hath made man's mouth? Mia Sampe La Adam. Or who maketh a man dumb? Or Mia Yasuma Ilem, Mia Yasum Ilem, or Deaf, Cheresh, or Pikach, or Seeing, or Wira, or Blind. Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Is it not I, Jehovah? Hello, Anoki, Yahuwah. Hello, Anoki, 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 Anoki. Now, therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee the eye what the eye shall say. We ata lek, we Anoki, ehyeh ima pika. Now, therefore, go, we'ata lek, and I will be with thy mouth, we'anoki ehyeh im pika, and I will be with thy mouth, we'anoki ehyeh im pika, we'horetika ashera tedavera, and teach thee I, what the eye shall speak. What thou shalt say. And he said, O Adonai, be Adonai, send, I pray thee, I by the hand thou wilt send, by the hand of him thou wilt send. Vayomer, be Adonai, shelach na biyada tishlach. O Adonai, be Adonai, O Adonai, send, I pray that I, shelach na, pray. That I send, I pray that I send by the hand,
by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, by the hand, by the hand,
by the hand, biyad, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send, biyad atishlach. And the anger,
anger, anger,
anger,
anger,
anger,
anger,
anger, anger. Aaron here joined with Moshe. Superscription here, verse 14. Aaron joined with Moshe, verse 14. And the anger, Vayechara afi Yehovah, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, I. And when he seeth the eye, he will be glad in his heart. And the anger of Yahuwah, Vayechara afi Yahuwah be'er Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Vayechara afi Yahuwah, Vayechara af Yahuwah. Why Yechara fi Yehovah be Moshe, and the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Moshe. Why Yomer, hello, Aharon, Achika, Ha Lewi, Ya Daiti, Yakiya Dabera, Ye Dabera, who? With Gamahine, who are Yotea, Lika, Rateka. And he said, is there not Aaron, thy brother, the Levite? Hello, Aharon Achika, Halewi. I know that he can speak well. Yada'iti, ki yadavera, yadaverahu. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet, the eye. Hine,
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 hine.
Hine Yahuwah Yotzeya Likarateka, and when he seeth the eye, he will be glad. He will be glad in his heart. We Raika, we Samach Belibo, and thou shalt speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye, what y'all shall do,
shall do,
shall do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall
do,
shall do, shall
do. We dibarta elayo, we samta etaha devarima be fio, we anochia ehye ima pika, we ima piohu, we. Horeti etchem et asher ta'isun. Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
Ta'isun.
And thou shalt speak. Thou shalt speak to him. With divarta elayu. And put words in his mouth. With samta et hadbarim b'fiyu. And I will be with thy mouth. We anoki ehiye
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 ehiye.
We anoki ehiye. We anoki, and I ehiye will be aima pika. We aima pihu. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth. With horeti etchem et asher ta'isun, and will teach you teach y'all what ye, what y'all shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman to the people. And he shall be, even, he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shall be to him instead of Elohim. We diber huwa leka illa ha'am. We haya huwa yihyeh leka le fe. We ata tihyeh loa le Elohim. And he shall be thy spokesman to the people. We diber huwa leka illa ha'am. And it shall come to pass with hayahu, with haya, that he, with hayahu wa yihyeh leka, and it shall come to pass that he shall be to thee, with hayahu wa yihyeh leka lefeh, a mouth, lefeh, with hayahu wa yihyeh leka lefeh, and thou, with ata, and thou, Tihyeh lo'u le'elohim, and thou, the I, shall be to him in Elohim's stead. We'ata tihyeh lo'u le'elohim. And thou, the I, shall take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. We'eta hamatehazeh. Tikach b'ayadeka asher ta'aseh bo et ha'otot. And thou, the eye, shall take in thy hand this rod. Ve'et ha'mateh hazeh tikach b'ayadeka, wherewith thou shalt do the signs. Asher ta'aseh bo et Oto, 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 oto,
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for the Sheishi Aliyah, Aliyah, Aliyah. Here for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 4. Here at verse 18, Chaverim. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Why Yelech Moshe? Vayashav el yeter chotno, vayomer lahu elka na we ashuva el achai asher b'mitzrayim we ereh ha odam chayim, vayomer yitro le Moshe lech le shalom. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, let me go, let I go, make I go, I pray that I, and return to my brethren who in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moshe, go in peace. Vayelech Moshe, vayashav el yeter chotno. And Moshe went, vayelech Moshe, Vayashav, and returned, Ila Yeter, Chotno, to Jethro, Chotno, his father-in-law, Vayomer Lahu, and said to him, Elka na, let me go, Elka na, make I and I go, I prayed I. Elkana we Ashuva El Achai Asher Bi Mitzrayim and return to my brethren that are in Egypt. We Ashuva El Achai Asher Bi Mitzrayim. We Er Eh Ha Odam Chayim and see whether they be yet alive. We Er Eh Odam Chayim, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moshe, Wayomer, 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 Yitro, Le Moshe, go in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace, in peace. Lek, lek, le, shalom, 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 shalom. Go, go. Go, 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 go. Trod in peace. Lek, le, shalom, 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 shalom. The return of Moshe to Mitzrayim. The return of Moses to Egypt, verse 19. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe in Midian, go, 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 go. Return into Egypt, return into Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead who sought thy life. Wayomeri Yehovah il Moshe be Midian lech shuv Mitzrayim ki yametu kol ha'anashim ha me bakashim etta nafshika. Go, return into Mitzrayim, for all the men are dead that sought thy life. Lek shuv Mitzrayim kia meitu kol ha anashim ha me bakashim etta nafshika. And Moshe took Ishto, took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass. And he returned to the land of Mitzrayim. And Moshe took the rod of Elohim in his hand. Etta matei ha Elohim biyado. And Jehovah said to Moshe, when thou goest to return into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, in thy yad. But I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Wayomer Yehovah, 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 El Moshe. Be lek teka, la shuv Mitzrayim, re'ei kol laha mufatim asher samti bi yadeka, wa sitam lifne faro, wa ani chazek etta libo. Lo ye shalacha et ha'am. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, when thou goest back into Mitzrayim, when thou goest back into Egypt, be lechetika la shuva Mitzrayim. See, 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 see. Rei, 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 rei. See that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand. Rei, kol laha mufti mashara samti abiyadika. But I will harden his heart. See that thou do before Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put in thy hand. Re'ei kol ha moftim asher asamti yadeka sita malifneya Pharaoh. But I will harden his heart. Wa hani e chazek aeta libo but I will harden his heart. Wa'ani e'chazeka etalibo, lo yishalach eta ha'am. And he will not let the people go.
Go, go, go.
And thou shalt say to Pharaoh, thus, like this saith Yahuwah, Yisrael, Israel, my son, my firstborn,
my firstborn,
my firstborn,
my firstborn,
my firstborn,
my firstborn, my firstborn,
my firstborn, my firstborn. With Amarta il Paro, Koh, thus shall thou say to Pharaoh, Koh, 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 like this, Koh, Amari Yahuwah, thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, Koh, Amar Yahuwah, Bini, Bichori Yisrael, Yisrael is my son, my firstborn. Bini, Bichori Yisrael, Israel is my Bichori, Bichori, Bini, Bichori Yisrael. Wa Omar Eleka, Shalach et Bini, Wa Ya Avadeini, Wata Mahin, Le Shalacho. Ne anoki, horega etta binika bikoraka. And I have said to the eye, and I say to the eye, let my son go. And I say to the eye, let my son go. Wa omar eleka shalach etta bini, that he may serve me with Ya'avadeini. And if thou refuse to let him go, Wata Mahin Li Shalacho, behold, Hine, behold, I will slay thy son, Hine Anoki, Horega Etabinika, even thy firstborn, Bikoraka. And it came to pass, by the way in the end, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast at his feet and said, surely, surely a bloody, 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 bloody. And it came to pass, why he, ba dereka, ba malon, why ya yifage shehua, yaoa, why ya ba keisha, ha mito. And it came to pass on the way, at the lodging place, Wayehi Badarek Ba Malon, that Yahuwah Jehovah met him, Wayayifa Geshehu Yahuwah, and sought to kill him, Wayavakesha Himito, Wa Tikah Tzipora Sora, Wa Tika Rota Eta Arlat. Naha. Then Zipporah took a flint and cut off the foreskin of Binaha of her son. Wa taga'a li raglayo, and cast it at his feet. Wa tomer, and said, ki chitana damim atali, surely, surely a bridegroom of blood art thou, the eye to me, ki chitana damim atali, surely a bridegroom, chitan of blood, damim, ki chitana damim ata, the eye, li, for me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art, because of the circumcision. Waya yerefa mimenu az amra chatana damim la mulot, then she said, so he let him alone. Then she said, amra Chatan Damim, a bridegroom of blood, La Mulot, in regard to the circumcision. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Aharon, to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moshe. And he went and met him in the Mount of Elohim, Mount of Elohim, the true good, the true God, and kissed him. Vayomer Yahuwah el Aharon, lech likrata Moshe, ha mida bara, vaya yelecha, vaya yifa gishehu behar ha Elohim, vaya yishaka lau. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahuwah, Jehovah, who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. Vayaged Moshe le'Aharon et kol divrei Yahuwah asher shelacho ve'et kol ha'otot asher siwahu. Deliverance announced to the elders, Zikne Yisrael, to the elders of Yisrael, verse 29. And Moshe and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Yisrael. Vayelecha Moshe, ve'Aharon, vayayasfu et kol ha'zikney b'nei Yisrael. Gather together all the children of Yisrael. And Aaron, Aharon, spake all the words which Yahuwah, which Jehovah had spoken to Moshe, and did the signs in the sight of the people. Vayadaver Aharon et kol ha'devarim asher divari Yahuwah el Moshe. Vayayasa ha'otot le'aynei ha'am. And the people believed. And when they heard that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had visited the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Yisrael, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Vaya emain, vaya emain, and believe and amen. Vaya emain ha'am, and ha'am, the people. Vaya emain, vaya amen, vaya emain, and the people amen. Vaya amen ha'am. Vaya yishma'ua ki Pakodi wa eta bene Yisrael we call ha eta anayam waya ikadu waya isha tahu. And the people ha'am amen believed waya amen waya amen waya amen waya amen and the people amen waya amen ha'am. Wayamin ha'am wayishma'u. And when they heard wayishma'u ki pakad Yahuwah et bnei Yisrael, and when they heard that Jehovah Yahweh had remembered the children of Yisrael, ki fakad Yahuwah et bnei Yisrael, and that he had seen their affliction, waki eta onayan, then they bowed their heads, wayikdu, then they bowed their heads, wayikdu, and worshipped, wayishatachu, and prostrated themselves, wayishatachu, and bowed themselves, and worship.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
For another day. Rastafari calling him Jah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Rastafari calling him Jah. Ima shali yomeret melech hamlachim etil hareshaim. He medaberet al Babylon.
Vehu haya, vehu hove, vehu tihye, vitifara.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai
And hear, Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. The seventh offering, seventh reading, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot. Sabbath names. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Exodus. Exodus chapter 5. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the first demand, the increase burdens. Here picking up with the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. Here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading, seventh up offering, Shabbat Shemot. Chogu li ba midbar. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus, like this, saith Yahuwah Jehovah, the Elohim of Israel, make my people go, that they may hold a feast to me, to I, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. With Achar Ba'u, Moshe, with Aharon, and afterward, with Achar, and afterward, with Achar Ba'u, Moshe, with Aharon, Moses and Aaron came. Wayomru, and said, Wayomru il Paro, and said to Paro, the great house, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohe Israel, thus saith Jehovah, Ko Amar Yahuwah Elohe Israel. Thus saith Yahuwah Jehovah the Elohim, Elohe Israel, Shalach etta ami, let send, Shalach, send etta ami, send my people, let my people go, Shalach etta ami, with Yahoguli, that they may hold a feast with Yahoguli to me, for me, Ba Midbar. And afterward, Moshe and Aharon came and said to Paro, Ko Hamari Yahuwah Elohe Yisrael, Shalach et Ami, Yahoguli Bamidbar. And Paro, Pharaoh said, Who? Yahweh, Jehovah, that I should obey his voice to let Israel, to let Israel go. I know not Yahweh, Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go. Vayomer Paro, Mi Yehovah, and Pharaoh said, Mi Yehovah, Mi Yehovah, Mi Yehovah, who is Jehovah? Vayomer Paro, Mi Yehovah, Asher. Eshma'a b'olo l'shalach et Yisrael lo yada'iti et Yehovah v'kam et Yisrael lo e'shaleach who is Jehovah mi Yehovah asher eshma'a that I should hearken asher eshma'a b'olo l'shalach et Yisrael that I should hearken to his voice to let Yisrael go. Lo yada'iti et Yehovah I know not Jehovah Lo yada'iti et Yehovah v'kam et Yisrael Lo ishaliach and moreover I will not let Israel go and they said the Elohim of the Hebrews hath met with us hath met with I and I Let us go. We pray thee 3 days' journey into the wilderness, into the desert, and sacrifice to La Yahweh Eloheinu, to Jehovah, I and I Elohim, our Elohim, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And they said, Vayomru Elohe ha'Ivrim. And they said, the Elohim of the Hebrews, Vayomru Elohe ha'Ivrim, Nikra Alein, Nilka na Dereka. Shilosheta Yamima Bamidbar We Nizibha La Yahweh Eloheinu Ten Yifa Gaehu Baderek Badever O Becharev Ten Yifa Gaehu Badever Vadaver o vacharev. The Elohim of the Hebrews, Elohe ha'Ivrim, hath met with I and I, Nikra alein. Let us go, make I and I go. We pray the I. Nelcha na. 3 days' journey into the wilderness. Nelka na dereka shlosheta yamim bamidbar and sacrifice v'niza becha and sacrifice to Jehovah, I and I, our Elohim, Lest he fall upon I and I with pestilence. Penna yisfa ga'ehu abadavar. Or with the sword. And the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, said to them, wherefore do ye, do y'all, Moshe and Aharon, let the people from their works get you to your burdens? And Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, said, behold, the people of the land now, many, and ye and y'all make them rest from their burdens. And Paro, Pharaoh, and the great house commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, ye, y'all, shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as hither heretofore. Let them make them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye, y'all, shall lay upon them. Y'all shall not diminish aught thereof. For they idle, therefore they cry, saying, let us, let I and I go and sacrifice to our Elohim, to our natures, to our Elohim. Lemor nelcha mizibcha leloheinu. They cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Elohim. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them, and make them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to Ha'am, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Paro, thus saith Pharaon, the great house, I will not give you straw. Go ye, go y'all, get you straw where y'all can find it, yet not aught of your work. Yet not aught of your work, of your work, shall be diminished. Go ye, go y'all, get you straw, where ye, where y'all can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So Ha'am, the people, were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted, saying, fulfill your works, fulfill your works, daily tasks, as when there was straw,
straw, straw, straw, straw, straw, straw, straw.
And the officers of the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, which Paro, Pharaoh's taskmasters, had set over them, were beaten, demanded, wherefore have y'all not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore? Then the officers of the Bnei Yisrael came and cried to Paro and cried to the great house, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus, like this, with thy servants? There is no straw given to thy servants. And they say to us, and they say to Anna, make brick. And behold, thy servants beaten. But the fault in thine own people. But he said, ye, y'all, idle.
Idle.
Therefore, y'all say, let us go to sacrifice, like Yahweh, to sacrifice to Jehovah. Go therefore now. Walk. Work. For there shall no straw be given you. Yet shall ye all deliver the tale of bricks. And the officers of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of Israel, did see they in Eve, after it was said, ye all shall not minish from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moshe and Aharon, and they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Paro, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said to them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, look upon you and judge, because ye all have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Paro, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us, to slay I and I. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir, reading here for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath names here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 5, here at verse 22, for the Maftir reading. Vayashav Moshe Eliyahuah, Vayomar Adonai Lama Heya Reota La Am Hazeh Lama Ze Shelachetani. And Moshe and Moses returned La Yahuah to Jah, to Jehovah. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuah? And Moses returned to Jehovah. Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuah? To Jehovah Eliyahuah. Why Yomar? And said, Lord Adonai, Adonai, Lord Adoni, wherefore hast thou the eye evil and treated the people? Why? Lama? For what? Lama? Why? That thou hast sent me? Why Yashav Moshe Eliyahuah? And Moses returned to Jehovah. Why Yomar? And said, Adonai, 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 Lama, Heya Reota, La'am Hazeh, wherefore hast thou dealt evil with this people? Adonai, Lama, Heya Reota, La'am Hazeh. Why is it that thou, the eye, has sent thy Lama ze shelachetani? For since I came to Paro, since I came to the great house, to speak in Shemeka, be Shemeka, to speak in the eye's name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou deliverest thy people at all. Vayashav Moshe Eliyahuah,
Vayomar Adonai Lama Heraota La'am Hazeh Lama Zeh Shlachetani Umeaza Batia El Paro Le Darera Bishmeka Heraa La'am Hazeh Le Hatzel loa hi exalta eta ameka. For since I came to Paro, O Pharaoh, the great house, to speak in thy name, Lidaver Bishmeka, he hath dealt ill with this people. Neither hast thou the eye deliverest thy people at all. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Exodus, Exodus chapter 6. The answer of Jehovah to Moshe's first prayer. The answer of Yahuwah, Jehovah to Moshe's first prayer. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe Atta Tireh Asher Eiseh Litfaro Ki Biyada Chizaka Yishalachim U Biyada Chizaka Yitarshim Ne Arzo. Then Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah Ela Moshe, Now Atta shalt thou I see what I will do to Pharaoh. Atta Tireh Asher Eiseh Lit Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki the yad chazakah yishalachem. For by a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki the yad chazakah yishalachem. And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land, and with a strong yad, a strong hand, shall he drive them out of his land. Uva yada chzaka ye darshe me arzo. Now shalt thou see what I will do to Paro. Atta Tireh Asher Eiseh Litfaro. For by a strong yad, a strong hand, ki v'yad chazaka, v'yad chazaka, ki v'yad chazaka, yishalchem, shall he let them go. U'v'yad chazaka, yigarshem me'arso. And by a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And here, fulfill the aliyot for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath names. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur le Abin le Melkein. Glory be to Ainai Father, glory be to Ainai King. Kavur le Kadamawi Chayla Selassie. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be'eshem Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Getachna Medhandachin. Name of Ainai, Lord and Savior, name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
Marukata Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu, Torat Emet, Vayeolam Metei, Vatokanu. Barukata Yahweh, Notain HaTorah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following Baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Notain HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim V'Ratzah B'Debrehim Hanyamarim ba'emet, Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher ba'Torah, uMoshe abdo, uBeIsrael ammo, uBeNebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Isaiah 27, verse 6. Besa ma'aba wewele mefasa kudu sahadu umlak. He shall cause them that come from Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the whole face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten him, as he smote those that smote him? Or is he slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with it. He stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged. And this is all the fruit to take away his sin, when he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten asunder. The groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches thereof. When the bogs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them, and he that formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh Buruku shall beat off from the channel of the river to the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel, Bani Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship Yahweh Buruku in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Amen. Isaiah 28:1-13. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, Yahweh Buruku have a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail, Buruku, and a destroying storm as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. In that day shall Yahweh Zabaoth be for a crown of glory, and for a datum of beauty to the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest, the Kohen, and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh, the Kaal de Yahweh Buruku, was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Amen. Leave you with Yeshua Shalom in the name of the King of Kings, Kedemar Rehazi Selassie. Ja, Ja, Rastafari.
Yes, you can fly, you know. Yeah. Fly away. Most I will. Yeah.
I heard a brother got shot today. Wait a minute, other day you heard a brother got shot in too. What we go now do? Call Jesse or Sharpton. Every time my brother die, these niggas marching and getting away with money. Shit's funny, but we ain't laughing. We always in the back with the stretched out casket. 300 of our closest holding the toasters, ready to toast this. But look at how they try to feed us mental and this intravenous. But when we bow to the beast, that's like killing the fetus. Remember they bred us, remember the shit that they fed us. Remembering how they fixed the script.
Oh, I just wanna fly.
Thank you.
shot down in the street and die. Come an older, come an older head hand cry, 'cause their son has been shot down in the street and die. Come an older head hand cry, 'cause their son has been shot down in the street and die.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 13, Shemot, Names, coming from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 17 through 35, and the First Epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 18 through 25. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab with Habin with Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Verse 17 and 18. Yod Zain, Yod Chet. Vayehi k'asher karba et hashabua asher nishba Elohim the Abraham. Vayigdal ha'am vayareb b'mitzrayim ad ki kam melek acher asher lo yada et Yosef. But when the time of promise drew nigh, which Elohim had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was downpressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that Elohim by his hand would deliver them but they understood not. And the next day, he shewed himself to them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begot two sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai Malak Yahuwah, an angel of the Lord, in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of Yahuwah, the voice of the Lord, came to him, saying, Ani Elohe Aboteka, Elohe Abraham, wa Elohe Yitzchak, wa Elohe Yaakov. I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said Yahuwah to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groanings, and am come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did Elohim send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of Hamalak, the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. Verse 18 and 19.
Yod Chet, Yod Tet, Ode Le Elohai, Sheoter Mikulakem Ani Midaber Bilshonot. Akein Bakahal Ebhar Lidaber Kamesh Milin Bishikli Kede Lehorot Gam Et Ha Acherim Mildaber Ribabot Milin Bilashon.
I thank Elohai, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet, in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice, be ye children, but in understanding, be men. In the law it is written, With men of other tongues and other lips will I speak to this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith Yahuwah, saith the Lord. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth, not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtsu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 another tongue and another tongue to this place speak to this place speak to this place speak to this place speak for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear. Would not hear. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of
the Lord. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Teach, don't give it. Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
በዚህ ቀን እኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው።
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
To save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
ጀማሪ ባላም ተቀባይ ግብረገብነት አርቆ አስተዋይነት መስዋዕትነት ላይ የተመሰረተ ነው።
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa. The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of Jacob?
Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his
soul
into vanity?
Up his
nor
torn
his
vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jaja and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie I. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself, light of the world.
Thank you.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Sosenya be lete hud yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wode ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Commitmentana yilayena yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram sohulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Astafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Thank you.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا حنبث يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لإغزيابيهرنا عالمم بأرسوام يميور جنب ارسو بباهروچ مسرطو علنا بفساشوچ ماتنطو علنا ودإغزيابيهر ترارا ماني يوطال بقدسنا وصفرا ماني قوم اجوچو ينصو لبوم نصو يهونا نفسون لكنتو يالا نفسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالماي ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتن يكبلا ايشي تولد درسون يمتفلقنا ياكوبين عملاك تيت يمتفلق انان تمخوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش يكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع يكبر نقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፋይ እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ከፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Now there arose up a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. And he said to his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel, more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it comes to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us and get them up out of the land. Now there arose. Now there arose a new king. Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim. Asher lo yada'a et Yosef. Vayomer il amo. Hine am bnei Yisrael rav. Ve'atzum mimenu. Hava nita hakmalo ten yirbe. Haya kia tika arana milchama
milchama
we nosaf kamhu Allah sonainu we nilcham banu
banu
we banu Allah min haaret
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 haaret.
And there arose a new king, a new king, a new king, a new king, a new king.
There arose a new king,
there arose a new king. Vayakam melek chadash over Mitzrayim, al Mitzrayim, who knew not Joseph, Yosef, Asher, lo yada'a, eta Yosef, this new king, Ach Mose, the first, new king, a new king arose, Vayakam, melek chadash, al Mitzrayim, Vayomer il amo, and he said to Ammo, to his people, Vayomer il Ammo, Hine, behold, Am bnei Yisrael, the people of the sons of Yisrael. Hine, look, see, here it is. Hine, Am bnei Yisrael, Rav, we'atzum mimenu. Are many, enough. Rav, we'atzum mimenu, from us, they are many and mightier, mimenu, from us. Hava, nita hakma, lo, come. Hava, nita hakma, let us deal wisely with hokma. Hava, nita hakma, lo, with him, with Israel, the corporate collective. Haba nita hakma lau ten yirbe, lest they multiply. Wahaya, and it come to pass. Wahaya, and it be. Wahaya ki tikareina milchama, and there befalleth ki tikareina milchama war. With nosaf kam hu Allah sonainu, and he joined and joined gamhu, and also he joined al sonainu, our sonainu, our enemies, with nilham banu, and fight with nilham and war nilham with nilham banu against I and I, against Anu, against I and I, with Allah min haaretz. And Allah, and ascend from the land. With Allah, mean ha'aret.
Hear.
This new king, a new king, a new dynasty of Mitzrayim, a new dynasty of Egypt, the 18th dynasty, rising up the new king. Ach Mose. Vayakam melech chadash. Ach Mose, al Mitzrayim. Asha lo yada'a eta Yosef, who did not have the gnosis, who thought not to know the truth concerning Yosef. Asha lo yada'a eta Yosef. And he said to his people, because of the Am b'nei Yisrael, because of the people, the Am of the sons, the b'nei Yisrael, and they were rav, nuf, wa'atzum. Atzum and mighty, Mimenu. He said, from them, from us, They are enough more. They are mightier than us. And the key, the solution, Hava Nita Hakmalau. Let us deal with all of them as not they. It doesn't say they. See, the KJV. The KJV brings out here in the translation, and he said to his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel, more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them. KJV says with them. The Hebrew says Lau, with him. Hava Nita Hakma Lau. Let us Hakma. Let's deal with Hakma, wisdom, with sophistry, wisdom. Right? Wisely with him. Speaking of Yisrael, speaking of Israel, speaking of all of them as one corporate mind, one corporate entity. This is the key right here as we look into the Hebrew, give ear here to the Hebrew. Let us deal wisely with him. So looking at all of them, looking at all of them as one man, do we look at ourselves as one corporate man, one corporate entity? It says that the church, the true called out assembly, is his body, of which he is the Rosh, of which he is the head. Here, in considering this Melech Hadash, this new king, this new dynasty, right? This new dynasty of Egypt, the 18th. You have the 18th, what's recorded as the 18th dynasty here. Let us deal wisely with him, that when there falleth out any war, he would join to our enemies. He, speaking of Yisrael, speaking of the Am, the people of the Bnei Yisrael. This Melech Hadash, this new king, sort of the unity, the identity, the oneness of the Am, of the people. We emphasize that there. Not just saying the children of Israel, but the people, the Am, the people. Both the people who are the people. By that, we say that ethnic, right? Ethnic Israel, but also the people who come into that Hebrew, that consciousness community. Let us deal wisely with him. As we say, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. How they deal with finality, they might deal with ones and ones and ones in different situations. But in their wisdom, as I said, let's deal wisely against and with us. They look at us, I and I. They might play and try to divide and conquer us. But they look at us as one corporate man, even here as this Melech Hadash, as this new suit, in suit, nisuit, right? Suit and bat, nisuit, right? As this new suit, jacket and tie of ancient Mitzrayim, this Hadash, right? This Melech Hadash. So let us deal wisely with him. So zooming in there in Exodus chapter 1, verse 10, as this gives us the historical context of what particular time, right, defines the true testimony of the Am, the people of the Bnei Yisrael in ancient Egypt, Hebraically, Mitzrayimah, speaking of the direction of going to, Mitzrayimah, or coming from, directionally speaking. Speaking of Mitzrayim, 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 of
Let it go, and that's the dream. Not more than you say.
Thank you.
Remember not to just a defender for the sound, you know, defender for the music, defender for the positiveness of music.
And that man live amongst music. You see, music are a godly thing, you know. You see, me live amongst country, in a country. Me live amongst such bad people, meet your man in time and say, good morning, Uncle Ness, how you do? God bless you, my son. Me live amongst them people. Me live amongst people who get up and cuss every day. So me always a Rasta from creation. So Rasta is the whole thing, is not the influence. Rasta the thing, everything, every other thing. We don't know what I go on about the other thing then. Rasta the first.
The champion.
Kick it off, champion, so like not to dread it. Don't know what your mom is, it's a butter rank.
Power of the Trinity.
Spinning. Listen to what the message is speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning. Listen to what the message is speaking. Keep the rubber dumb spinning.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you. Our eyes the law.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. 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 Even in Jerusalem. 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 The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first. Even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against yourselves,
against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against yourselves, against
yourselves. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The whole place is too much.
Help, 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 help.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
A good strong seven. Yes, I. A Shabbat. 7 days. A Shabuah. 7 days to come. El Kamahud. Bless it. Gives me good Yom HaRishon. First day. God bless the eye and I and I. And keep the eye and I and I. And cause his face to shine upon I and I and I. B'Shem Yeshua. Yes, I. Victory. Prosperity.
overcoming, salvation, preservation. Yes, I be strong in Ha'adonai, Adonai Jah, Rastafari, Kedmah, Ha'adonai, Selassie, the power of his might. Yes, I, Rastafari, Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom.